That's our ring time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer.
And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in the Jotham Down store and restaurant. Lum is serving a customer. Listen.
You sure now you don't want nothing else, Ulysses?
No, this is okay, Lum.
Yeah, how was the pancakes?
Okay.
Was the coffee all right?
Okay.
That'll be 20 cents, Ulysses.
Okay.
It cost you twice as much down at Luke Spears.
Okay.
Well, much obliged to you, Ulysses. And be sure and come in again.
Yeah, okay, Lum.
Wait a minute, Ulysses. You still got the napkin tucked in your collar.
Huh?
Just throw it on the counter there.
Okay.
That's fine.
So long, Lum.
Okay. Well, there you are, Abner. I sure got the local trade coming in here now.
Local trade?
Yeah, it's this advertising that's doing it. Them spot announcements.
Don't call Ulysses S. Quincy local trade, do you?
Why, sure he is. He lives in town and Ed here today. That party line's just as good as a radio station.
Oh, it's the handiest thing in the world to call folks' attention to something around here, I'll say that.
Just as good as a radio station. Why, lots of folks listen to it all day long, you know.
The women folks around here, they just sit there all day.
Widder Abernathy, you know, she's got some kind of a war contraption rigged up and got the phone receiver hooked right up to her ear. Sets there and knits and darns and shells peas and does embroidery.
Oh, well, Elizabeth sits there and gets all the gossip in the whole community on that party line. Sure, you ring that thing and everybody in town has got a phone listening. Ain't no doubts about it.
Oh, it's just working fine. It's the greatest idea I've ever had in my whole life.
Yeah, but, Lum, don't be bragging on the local folks coming in, because Ulysses never aimed on eating here.
Never aimed on?
Why, no, and you know it. He come in here to buy groceries. You ask him if he wanted to eat some pancakes, and about the only thing that Ulysses knows how to say is okay. So there he was, stuck. You trapped him into that.
I never done no such a thing.
Lum Edwards, now look at me. I could tell what you was doing. You knowed what you was doing.
Nobody drug him in here. He done it himself.
Lum, he come in to buy groceries, and then you got him over there on the restaurant side and started making him eat. That's what you done.
Well, he was hungry. Anybody could tell that.
Ulysses will eat anything.
He must have been hungry. And I was just doing him a favor.
He's worse than a goat.
Besides, he ain't the only local customer I've had today. Don't forget that Grandpap and Charlie Redfield at breakfast here.
Yeah, I know they did. I still think, though, they was just looking for a place to play checkers. Grandpap's woman Charity was cleaning the house today, and she run them out over there, wouldn't let them play checkers at the place.
They ordered food and ate it and paid for it.
Nibbled around on it.
That makes them customers. I don't care about nothing else.
Yeah, well, I ain't going to start no argument. I reckon you're right. We'll say they was customers.
Well, I can't tell folks how they're going to eat something.
I know you can. You ought to fix something they could eat. That's the trouble.
Little by little, I'm building up the local trade. And with the bus business on top of that, I don't see how I can keep from making a fortune out of this restaurant.
You'll make two fortunes if you put in an undertaking place along with it.
Well, maybe so.
Are you sure, though, that you're going to keep that bus business, Lum?
Oh, yeah, nothing to worry about there.
Well, how about that long-distance phone call from the bus company? They said the passengers was beginning to complain about the meals you were serving. Said all they could get in here was pancakes.
Well, beginning today, I'm sort of branching out.
Well, huh?
I'm putting in a whole line of vegetables.
Are you showing up?
Yeah.
Well, good for you. Hold on, what you gonna have?
Canned beans and canned peas and canned corn. Just name it and I'll serve it. That is, if we got it in stock.
You mean you're gonna get all that canned goods out of the store here, huh?
Well, natural. The restaurant will pay the store for it.
Oh, well.
It's mostly a matter of bookkeeping.
Ah.
Juggling of figures and all that. Paper transfer, we call it.
You mean that you ain't gonna pay no money for it, is that it?
Well, of course I'm gonna pay for it.
Ah.
You'd rather I'd buy it here than go over to Dick Hudson's store and get it, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but, Lum, when you start that juggling stuff and that paper business, I can't keep up with you. I know you're up to something.
I'll explain the whole thing to you.
I wish you would.
When I get more time.
Ah.
Besides the vegetables, I'm gonna put in some meat, too.
Real meat?
Yes, sir. Weenies and bologna.
Oh, is that all?
Well, that gives them a choice of two right there. What more do you want?
Yeah, I'd like a couple of pork chops in there, Summers.
Well, I'll work up to fancy stuff like that later on. I'll have about all I can do biling the weenies and slicing the bologna.
Well, I still think you ought to have the kind of meat that's got bones in it, though, Lum.
Well, what for? You can't eat bones.
You can gnaw on them.
That's just an extra expense that I'm cutting out. I'm trying to keep my prices down to where the common man in the street can afford to eat here.
Well, Lum, the price ain't your problem, it don't look to me like. Your problem is getting a common man to come in here off of the street.
Well, don't worry. With them new spot announcements we're going to do today, I'll get them in here by the dozens.
Yeah, all swinging clubs, too.
The trouble with them announcements we started out on yesterday was that they never had enough singing in them.
I thought the trouble was that all the phones in town was out of order.
Well, even after they got the phones fixed, the announcements wasn't still quite right.
They weren't, huh?
Now, I listened to the radio some more after that, and all of them had music in them.
Well,
that's the thing you've got to have nowadays to sell something. Just got to have music.
Well, was that music that we was rehearsing this morning?
Well, sure. Them's called singing commercials.
Well, I never knowed what they was, but I sure enjoyed singing them, I know that. I'd still love to know who made them things up.
I told you I done it.
Oh, Lum, you never.
I did.
No, sir, no.
And I think they sound pretty good, too.
I do, too. That's why I don't think you done it.
Well, I wrote them all right. I sat up half the night doing it.
Well, I doggies, if you did, you got talents, Lum.
I wouldn't go so far as to say that.
Yes, you have.
Hardly. I'm just what you might call gifted. Part genius, you might say.
Nine dogs, you must be if you can study up stuff like that.
Am I too late?
Well, howdy, Cedric.
Am I too late for the spotted commercials, Mr. Lum?
Why, no. We don't go on the air till... Oh, my goodness, it's 2 o'clock right now. Never had no idea it's getting to be that time.
Me neither. Stand here talking our heads off.
Cedric, run back to the feed room and call Doc Withers.
Yes, Mom.
Tell him to hurry. I want to get this first announcement on at 2 o'clock sharp.
I think Doc's got a patient back there, Lum. I seen somebody taking a cow around to the back door a while ago.
Well, the cow will have to wait. Doc promised he'd help us out today. You know, he's got a good singing voice.
Yes, he has. Sort of a bass altore.
Yeah. I better start ringing the fire alarm and get everybody on the party line.
Yeah, get out the singing parts. I'll get to stand right in front of the phone. Now, don't forget, Lum, you promised me I could.
Just for your solos is all.
Yes, see, where's that little box I'm going to stand on? I want to get that.
Hurry up, Mr. Doc.
Yes, I'm coming, Cedric. I'm coming.
Yeah, here's your singing part, Doc.
All right.
Here's yours, Cedric. Have you got your bird whistle?
Oh, yes, Mom. Right here.
Has anybody saw that little box I'm going to stand on? I just got to have that.
Oh, you're standing on it.
Huh?
Wait a minute. What kind of writing is it? Oh, I see. I've got it upside down.
Could stand on your head and read it.
No, you can't hear him over the phone if he done that. That mouthpiece is too high there.
Yeah, that's right. All right, fellas, get ready now.
Yeah, let's
get started. That plow point right here where I can hit it.
Yeah.
Frying pan.
I can't wait. Oh, this is going to be good.
I can hear him picking up the receivers all up and down the line.
Sure.
Yeah, we better get started. Yeah. All set now?
Oh, just a minute, Lum. Me. All set, Lum.
Good. Hello, folks. There ain't no fire, but stand by for a spot announcement from the Meadowlark Restaurant. All right, let's go.
Listen to the Meadowlark. Listen to the Meadowlark. And here is what your little friend has to say.
If a body needs some vittles, need a body cry.
No.
All a body needs to do is eat
at the Meadowlark Cafe. You can get such food as the following.
Take it, Abner.
Pancakes, hotcakes, sack of wheat.
Even got a little meat.
Riding hard on downtown Pine Ridge, overlooking Main Street.
Beans and corn and succotash.
Every Thursday you get hash.
Riding hard up downtown Pine Ridge, all our vegetables are fresh.
Hello, Sam.
Hello, Joe.
I'm hungry, Sam, but I ain't hardly got no money, hardly.
Well, listen to me, Abner. I know a place, Joe, where prices are low.
Where folks in the know always go to the Meadowlark Restaurant.
Thank you, folks. That's all for now. Grannies, that's the best thing I ever heard in my whole life.
Oh, that's done it. That's
if
done.
That don't bring in the customers, I don't know what will.
Well, I was sure good. How was you, Doc?
Oh, fine, fine. Well, I'd better get back to my patient.
Yeah, be back again at 3 o'clock, Doc. We're going to do these every hour on the hour, sharp.
Oh, yeah.
What day you, Abner? There's nothing like music.
No, good music.
You come right down to it. Music can do a better selling job.
Wait a minute. Weren't that our ring, Lum?
Well, you get it. I'm going to write up some more of these musical things.
Hello, John. I'm down store in Meadowlark Restaurant. How's that? Oh, dog, as long as long distance.
Look, Grannies, I wonder who that can be.
Hello? Hello? What? Huh? Oh, just a minute. Lum.
Yeah?
Do you know a feller by the name of Petrello?
Well, judging from what I heard, it must be a wrong number. Listen again every weekday at this time for Lum and Abner down in Pine Ridge, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer and One-A-Day brand vitamins. Gene Baker speaking.